The following is a paid program on CFUN. Commentary is not necessarily that of this station.
This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Good afternoon, I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 AM CFUN, the show that educates and assists women with issues that they could face every day. Unlocking Secrets for Women is all about offering help, access to experts, and life experience lessons. It's all about sharing these life experiences that assist women in finding the best solutions to daily challenges. Today's show is called Being Your Own Best Friend. Let me tell you, we've got some great guests with us today, and before I introduce them, I want to tell you about myself. In planning for our show, I've been asked why I'm calling this Unlocking Secrets for Women. And the answer is, at that one time in my life, I stood at a distance watching what I believed were successful women and felt there was a huge gap between where I was and where they were. I wanted to bridge that gap. I wanted to know their secrets. They seemed to have what I wanted, which was happiness and healthy relationships, and to feel good about myself. I was determined to find those secrets, and I did. It took a lot of hard work. Soul-searching, facing the truth about the choices that I had made and who I had become as a woman. I read books, I sought counseling for areas in my life that I felt inadequate in, and I worked very hard to unlock secrets of successful living for myself. I don't claim to have all the answers, but what I've learned I want to share with you. I'm often asked to speak at women's groups, and I've spoken to hundreds of women, and I find that we all have a lot in common. We all want to be happy and successful, and I see the hurt in some of the women that I speak to, and I know where they're at. I was once there too, and although I still have days that are a challenge, it's different now. I've found that secret of self-respect, being my own best friend, and my passion is to share those secrets with you and to give you access to experts that can help you with your journey of being your own best friend. Having said that, I'd like to introduce to you our guests in studio today, starting with Dr. Aaron Haight, psychologist, who we affectionately call Dr. Aaron. He's here with us today to give us some practical tips and ideas on how we can begin that process of unlocking the secrets of being our own best friend. Dr. Aaron's contact information is on our website, www.unlockingsecrets.com, and he's our onboard psychologist throughout the show. Welcome, Dr. Aaron.
Well, thank you, Candace. It's nice to be here.
Also in studio, we've got Natalie, Ginny, and Lynn, three women who represent three different generations of women and whose perspectives we'll be hearing more from them a little bit later in the show. Dr. Aaron, I'm 46 years old. I don't mind telling anybody that. I grew up in a really crazy mixed-up life. My parents did the best that they could, but I still came from an environment of domestic abuse. I left home the first time at 13 and spent almost 10 years in chaos and confusion. I hurt a lot of people, including myself, and at 19, I became a single mom. My life was a mess. The news of the death of my father shortly after really slammed me into a brick wall of facing myself and how I'd been living my life. During that time of sudden self-awareness, I began my journey of looking for the secrets that I could find that would give me the kind of life I'd always dreamed of, or at least some kind of inner peace or joy. Then I met someone completely different from all that I'd experienced. I believe for the first time in my life, I'd found what I was looking for. I hoped that this was going to be the end of my loneliness and it would give me stability and happiness. I needed it so desperately. I was married for 16 years and we had three other great children. I have to say that to my disappointment, I experienced a whole lot of sadness in my marriage and I watched it fall apart 7 years ago and it was devastating. I had no idea how my life had come to that place. I knew we weren't getting along almost from the start, but I thought that marriage was going to be the answers to my problems, and it absolutely manifested them even more. Now, at this moment, let me just tell you that my ex-husband is a great guy, and he and I get along really well, but we just were not meant to be together. And it was so incredibly sad. I felt so lost and alone, and more than anything, I felt like a total failure. I felt like I was hopeless and unable to accomplish anything in my life. I was sad again after so long of trying to change myself and my life. And there was that failure staring me right back in the face. I did have a choice in front of me at that time. I could stay in bed and cry like all of us do. I could get angry. I could do crazy things. Or I could find the answers that I was looking for. And I was tired. But I knew that I had that tenacious quality in me in the past. Actually, they called it being a pest, but the good side is tenacity. But I was determined to find my answers. And so with faith in the unknown, barely dragging myself up and barely standing, I began to search for the secret that I needed, and I found it. I discovered that although other people had made decisions that affected me, I realized that I had betrayed myself. That was hard to face. Really, in the beginning, it was hard to accept the truth. In the midst of that blinding pain of self-betrayal, I began to see what I'd done to myself. And at that point, I couldn't blame anybody else. It was me. I'd done it. But in seeing what I'd done, even though it was hard, I started to see a glimmer of hope. I knew that if I'd done this to myself, I could have a little bit of control. Whereas if someone else had done it to me, I had no power to change them. But first, I had to face why I had done it. I didn't want to repeat that mistake. And to figure out how I got into that trap in the first place was vital to me. So I would never dream of deliberately betraying someone else, and yet I did it to myself. Dr. Aaron, why do we betray ourselves?
Well, Candace, that's a really great question. A complex question, too, I think. I think there's probably three, four general reasons why people betray themselves. One of the key ones, I think, is fear. We all experience fear from time to time. What's distinguishes someone who's betraying themselves, I think, from somebody who's maintaining fidelity or truthfulness to themselves is their ability to handle that fear. Mm-hmm. And many of us simply do not come into our adult lives with well-developed skills for handling fear. And so that's one of the reasons I think we betray ourselves. We become victims of fear. A second one is that we're confused. We have competing impulses. Part of us is telling us we ought to do one thing, for instance, in your marriage, to remain with your husband. Another part of you is saying, this is no good. I'm unhappy. And when you're confused, you remain in a state of stuckness or where you're feeling like you're betraying yourself. And a third thing, I think, is frustration. It's it has to do with our ability to cope. And think about it. We start off our lives very much influenced by the role modeling our parents set for us, and our parents' voices stick with us. They tell us basically how we ought to respond to one situation to the other, to the next. And yet there's also that other voice inside of us telling us what we want, and that we can wind up very frustrated at times and doing things that are really incompatible or inconsistent with what might be thought of as being faithful or truthful to yourself.
Oh, that's true. My mother's voice still tells you to turn off the lights. I'm 46, and she's still in my head. I can't get her out, but thank God it keeps my hydro bill down.
Yeah.
It works out good.
There are several other things that go along with that. I think it's we all have a deep-seated longing for acceptance and to feel valuable, to feel worthwhile, and we will go to great lengths to try to maintain or create that sense of acceptance and belonging. And in the process, it's all too easy to do things that, in the end, feel like a betrayal of our values, of ourselves, really.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, I know exactly what it was in my marriage. I can remember, you know, the day before my wedding, which is a terrible thing to say. I mean, my poor ex-husband had no idea that I was thinking inside, I can't go through with this. But, you know, the invitations had been sent on. I mean, it was the day before the wedding. We were ready to go. And I just kept thinking, you know, I doubted myself. I think, oh, you know, you're just being ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with this. He's a great guy. And he was a great guy, and he is a great guy. That's not what was going on inside me. Long before that moment, I had made that decision to handle myself in the wrong direction. And I had no idea what I was looking for, and I had no idea what was ahead of me, and it really broke my heart, and it was tough on the kids, it was tough on all of us. For me, betraying myself was saying yes to something that I should have said no to and should have found the courage. But you're right, we are controlled by fear, and I was afraid that I'd disappoint everybody. And here I'm thinking, I wasn't even thinking straight. Who cares if you disappoint somebody? You know, 16 years of pain in your own life and the life of these innocent kids you're going to bring in, that's a pretty serious devastation. So we're going to take a break in just a minute here. We're going to continue our discussion on being our own best friend here on Unlocking Secrets for Women. Dr. Aaron's going to continue with some insights into why we betray ourselves, and that's next here on CFUN 1410 AM.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.